does it have to be this way? What did I even do to deserve this? Oh, hi there. You actually came? I really didn't think that you actually would. But don't take that the wrong way, please. I just thought that maybe you would have found me a bit too weird to handle. What's that? My makeup? Oh, sheesh, it's getting really messed up. Sorry about that. Silly of me to even put makeup on to begin with. Being at the beach of all places, you know? Nah, I wasn't crying. It's just sweat, you know? It's pretty hot today, right? It's 70 degrees. Fahrenheit or Celsius, am I right? Yeah? No? That's fine. I was never really good at making jokes, you know? Is everything alright? Yeah, just peachy. I was just, you know, drawing, actually. But my equipment, you see, it's all on the ground. Some guys that hang out with Robin decided to visit the beach at the same time I did, and this happened. They're probably gonna run back to their leader and tell her what they did, like the good little foot soldiers that they are. Scumbags. I bet it makes them cream so hard to be jerks. Thank you for picking up my sketch pad. Wouldn't want a gull to grab it. Ugh, it's all covered with sand now. Better than water being thrown on it like last time. Oh yeah, I've gone through so many sketch pads because of them. They may try their best to take other joys from me, but they'll never take my need for artistic expression. You know what? Hey, take a look at some of my art if you want. Tell me what you think. I do have some weird things in there, but hey. No need to worry about offending me if you don't like something you see. From the bull I've had to hear from others and had to deal with, constructive criticism is welcome if you have it. Hey, no need for you to apologize, mister. They need to do so themselves. Will they ever? Probably not. But hey, there's something my mom has always told me about people like them. She told me, even if it takes all of their lives and they never see the error of their ways, they will one day return to the earth they walk on, just like we all will. If they chose to live their life doing stupid things, so be it. They can't escape the ultimate bully, life itself. That was too dark, wasn't it? Whoops, sorry. Force a habit. She really did tell me that. Ever since I was a little child. She was bullied once upon a time, too. Yep. Honestly, everyone in my family was bullied at one point or another. It's like a tradition or something. Well, I've told her about some of the things that have happened to me, but none of the extreme stuff. Why not? Because she would go full mama bear and probably maul someone. Don't need her going to jail because of some idiots, you know? The way she reacted to my boyfriend breaking up with me was a good indication of how I shouldn't tell her everything. You sound shocked that I had a boyfriend. Oh, no. I don't take any offense to it. It's just funny. Yeah, I had a boyfriend 1 year ago. We went to the same high school and ended up going to the same college too. But once I started getting targeted with the bullying, he broke up with me. He never gave me a good reason why he did it either. Personally, I think he didn't want to get dragged down by being connected to me. Even now, he still tries to avoid me like the plague. Yeah, he still goes here. I've seen him a few times during evening classes, but we don't really communicate, for obvious reasons. Now, before you say sorry, you know, being a good man when other people should be doing it, you know, it doesn't really cause me any pain anymore to think about him, so, you know, thankfully, right? No anger either. I mean, if he'd rather abandon me instead of help, that shows you how bad he truly was. One day I'll find someone much better. It's like that one song. It goes, Now you're just somebody that I used to know. Plenty of fish in the sea. And, you know, birds in the sky. Yeah, like a seagull. Just give them some food and they'll be happy. Speaking of happy, you've been staring at this one drawing for a bit with a massive grin on your face. You like it? It's a bit basic and nothing special, I'd say. But hey, isn't Robin exactly like that? It's an improvement. I really try to capture her ugly interior and have it leak outside. The reason why a bunch of seagulls are swarming around her head is because there's a well-placed fry in her hair. Hey, I like to draw anything that comes to mind. Now, I've never pranked someone before, but I'd love to see someone do this, or at the very least have the guts to do it myself. Oh yeah, compared to what she's done to me, this would be nothing. Let's do it? You're kidding, right? You just heard what I said. There's no way I'd be able to get away with it either. This is simply a drawing, not a plan. What if you do it? I don't know about that one. Now, it would be mighty sweet of you if you did it on my behalf. But that's asking way too much of someone I just properly met, like, the other day. You insist? You're pretty weird and hard-headed, aren't you? Figures I'd meet someone just like me. Fine then, have your fun. And you know what? It wouldn't be all that bad having another outcast buddy alongside me if things do go south. You see me as a buddy now? But we barely know each other. How could you say something like that? Are you entirely sure you want me at buddy status right now? There's something about me that you like? Huh. Well, that is possible. Sometimes you can just look at a person and automatically like or dislike them. And most of the time, with how they prove themselves, it ends up being justified what you pick. You know, when I look at you, I see a decent person. Try not to prove me wrong, alright? You know what? Screw it. Let's do this together. If someone is willing to do a kindness for me, I should at least have the decency to help them. Let's do this as a team. Alright, Prank Master. How should we do this?
Thank you to Michael, Banana Jesus, Xanderel, and Phoenix for becoming members on Patreon. Thank you to Dan Gaining Fan for the super on YouTube. And thank you all for listening to this audio. We have reached so many goals in the past week. We've finally reached 100 members on Patreon. We've hit 4,000 subscribers on YouTube. Tons and tons of views. Watch times over 10,000. Like, a lot of the videos are just popping off in ways I didn't expect. You guys are awesome. I don't know what you're doing. I don't know where you're sharing my content. And it probably is YouTube just picking it up in the algorithms and all that. Regardless, I thank you all for subscribing and supporting me in the various ways that you have. The people that have donated to me on Throne, the people who have subscribed to me, the people that just simply watch my videos and leave likes and comments. It all helps me at the end of the day. And without it, I would not be where I am today. You guys mean the world to me. And thank you to everyone that left a happy birthday to my mother yesterday. Her birthday was on September 24th. And, oh my gosh, she was so happy with the amount of people that was reaching out and saying happy birthday. You know, people that don't know her from a can of paint. But ever since I've started doing YouTube, she has been in awe with the progress that I've been making, how friendly the community is to me. And I was like, you know what? I want to show you exactly how friendly they are. So I'm going to put a post out and say it's your birthday. And we're going to see how many people, you know, say happy birthday to you. And I think it was over like 60 people that have said happy birthday to her. And I love you guys so much for being so sweet to her. Honestly, you know, that is the most amount of people that have ever showed her any form of love like that in her whole life. So thank you all. You're a bunch of sweethearts. I don't know what I would do without you. If it seems like I'm rambling, I probably am because I had a little bit too much cake. So yeah, I need to try to like burn that off, all that sugar. I hope you all have a wonderful day or night. Thank you all for listening, and I'll talk to you guys next time, all right? Bye-bye.